Paul, how's the heart rate after that?
It's a deja vu talking to you. 2 weeks ago I stood here and it was the same, the Fulham thing, it's that same. The entertainment value is unbelievable. I mean, it really is. But I thought we were brilliant from start to finish. Right, I don't think we deserve to lose 2-1 at half-time. And I think it went against us. But the actual, the way we played and the chances we create and how exciting we look going forward is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, there were long spells of the game. I mean, it looks though you were probably worth being more than 1-0 ahead after half an hour. And also there was a lot of good play in the second half. I mean, you were saying only this week how you could see lots of goals in the team.
No, you can. And as I say, that comes with being young as well and they play, but there's a great bit of flair on the side, which I've always wanted in my teams, is to have flair. And Helder and Ivan and Nua and young and Bakari's grown into it fantastically well. So going forward, we're definitely a threat. As I said before, still a million miles to where I want to be, but my God, what a difference to a team that started in August.
Is this development in the Portuguese players, is this simply they're spending more time here and they're getting more games and they're getting up to speed of it, or are you drawing more out of them than that?
Listen, I don't know, because I don't know what happened underwater. No. I don't know. All I can see is what I see now with my eyes, and there's definitely a talent there. Yeah.
But even in that period, Paul, I mean, regardless, I appreciate before not talking about what happened before you came here, but even in the 6 weeks or so, there is development that can be seen.
Well, there's two really talented players, and as I said before, if people like Mkhitaryan that take time to adjust and they're seasoned pros and being at top clubs, it's going to take younger kids just longer because they're not used to anything of it, and Saturday, Tuesday games, it's tough for them. But they've come in and since I've seen them, they've been absolutely fantastic. And the development of young Conor Ronan and Enna Bakari, and as I said before, there's a few of them under that radar where I think they'll start to make an impact. But everything at the club at the minute is really, really good.
I think I could see what the Bristol City view of the penalty incident and the very last kick of the game are. Yeah. So what's your view of
it? I've watched it, it's not a penalty. Doherty does brilliant in the first one. And Stearman, that ball's not over the line. And I know we haven't the luxury of goal line technology and things like that. And maybe there's a clamour for it because it's an expensive leak when you get out of it. And it's an expensive leak when you drop out of it. So, doesn't it? What's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, as they say. So why not bring it in, because moments like that, but as I said before, if they'd scored it, there'd been a travesty.